Next, In Search of an Immortal Song, a book by Dr. Nikolai Rusev, bringing together hundreds of military songs. The two volumes In Search of an Immortal Song by Dr. Nikolai Rusev, a Bulgarian expat who lived in France for decades, was presented at the Rakovsky Defense Academy in Sofia. Dr. Rusev started collecting information when he was still a young man, at the military school, and then as an officer and participant in the two stages of the Patriotic War, Bulgaria's involvement in the war against the Third Reich in 1944-1945. Finding some of the particulars and interesting elements in the lives of the poets and composers connected with the creation of these works was particularly important, he writes. A great deal of time and effort was devoted to collecting information about those heroic periods in our military history, our marches sing praise to. The historical notes accompanying some of the marches tracked down are the result of numerous meetings and conversations with relatives, friends, and contemporaries of the authors. Dr. Rusev also met with academician Nikolai Kaufmann, a foremost ethnomusicologist with extensive research into urban, revolutionary, and what are known as mass songs. From him he obtained information about many of the songs. Academician Kaufmann also helped him popularize his work. Besides facts and names, the book takes us back to times forgotten, when cadets and school children marched in the streets of Sofia. People would stop to look at their march and listen to them sing marching songs. When a pro-Soviet government was installed in the country, Dr. Rusev emigrated. Some decades ago, his son, Plamen Rusev, published the two volumes, and their author decided to present them in Bulgaria, though he was told not to make a big fuss. That was when he gave the volumes to the St. Cyril and Methodius National Library and other major libraries in the country. Now he's once again making efforts to popularize Dr. Русев's work.
Аз имам голямо уважение към баща ми. Това стана по-късно, защото той беше много строг с мен.
I have the greatest respect for my father, says Plamen Русев. It came late in my life because in my childhood he was very strict. If I had to, I would publish the book all over again, despite the enormous amount of effort it cost me 30 years ago. Back then I had to buy 4 tons of paper for the first edition. The respect for my father's work and the way it was presented so many years later has made me very happy. I too am acquainted with military songs. Some shall never be forgotten. A great deal of interesting information is given about some of the songs. Just one example. The battle is upon us. Dr. Русев quoted the author of the lyrics, foremost Bulgarian writer Ivan Vazov. He started writing rebel songs in 1876, when the revolutionary fervour against the Ottoman rule was gaining momentum. As Vazov himself remembers, the poem The Battle is Upon Us was picked up and sung with a melody by an author unknown throughout Bulgaria during the April uprising of 1876. At the official ceremony that took place at the Defence Academy, Plamen Русев gave the dilogy to military clubs and patriotic organisations in the country. Former Bulgarian Prime Minister and descendant of the last Bulgarian royal dynasty, Simeon Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, was given the first 2 deluxe volumes.
Самото така споменаване на бащата на господин Русев и такива хубави думи се казаха, а той такъв труд, че просто е чудесно.
The very mention of Dr. Русев's name and the wonderful words touched me. It is important that people do not forget these works, says Simeon Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. I have known Plamen Русев since our emigrant years, and it was not easy. His was a fighting spirit, always taking up patriotic causes. Former expat in France, Христо Куртев, helped organize the fundraising.
То се разпространи тогава, но нямаше този отзвук, който би трябвало да има.
Some time ago, Dr. Русев presented the books here, but there was not much of a response then. His son wanted the 2 volumes to be available to military musicians and to all people interested as a reference when they compile their repertoire. That is now a fact. In these 2 volumes, Dr. Русев has included detailed biographies and has indicated the sources he used for the scores and the lyrics. For example, the popular song Beautiful You Are My Fatherland with lyrics by Petko Slovakov and music by Emmanuel Manolov, collection of 3 voice songs by composer Marin Guleminov and Ekaterina Penkova, etc.